Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, September 3rd. More than 5,000 of the acres in the North Fork Valley that are part of a proposed oil and gas lease sale this December have been removed from the sale. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the Bureau of Land Management withdrew some 5,000 acres of land near the idled Bowie No. 2 mine outside of Paonia due to regulatory questions. The BLM still plans to offer more than 224,000 acres for oil and gas leasing in the December sale. That includes 2,831 acres in the North Fork Valley around the Paonia Reservoir and its watershed. Both the town of Paonia and Governor John Hickenlooper have written letters to the BLM requesting that the sale be postponed, at least until the resource management plan for the area can be completed. The town, the governor, and activists also have objected to the abbreviated comment process for the leasing proposal. As we reported last week on the KVNF regional newscast, the BLM omitted the town of Paonia's comment from the environmental assessment that was issued last week regarding the pending sale. The town of Paonia responded by scheduling a special town meeting on Monday, September 10th, in order to write a new comment before the 15-day response period closes. Under the Trump administration, the BLM has streamlined its leasing policy with a goal of having reviews of proposed lease parcels last no more than 6 months. Governor Hickenlooper has written to the BLM that the shortened time frame makes it difficult for the state to adequately review the December proposal, particularly given its size. The Paonia Board of Trustees has similar concerns. And finally today, here on Labor Day, the longtime publisher of the High Country News, Ed Marston, passed away last Friday. Here's the obituary written by his wife, Betsy Marston, and posted on Facebook on Saturday. Edwin Ed Marston, 78, of Paonia, Colorado, died August 31st in St. Mary's Hospital in Grand Junction from complications of West Nile disease. He was born April 25th, 1940, in New York City, to Jack and Matilda Marston, both European immigrants. He graduated from New York's competitive Stuyvesant High School in 1958 and from the City College of New York in 1961. He earned his PhD in solid-state physics from the State University of New York at Stony Brook in 1968. October 2, 1966, he married the former Betsy Pilot, a longtime television producer in New York City. He worked as an assistant professor of physics at Queens College of New York, and then as an associate professor of physics at Ramapo College in New Jersey. His textbook for non-physics college students, The Dynamic Environment, was published during his teaching career. After he and his wife and children, Wendy, 4, and David, 2, moved to Paonia in 1974, he switched to journalism, founding two papers and becoming publisher of the weekly North Fork Times, 1975 to 1980, and Western Colorado Report, 1982 and 83, when it was folded into High Country News. He always worked with his wife, an editor who continued as his working partner. In 1983, he became publisher of High Country News, which continues to cover the West for its 35,000 subscribers who live all over the country. He held that writing and administrative post for 19 years until 2002, when he retired. As publisher of High Country News, he received the National George Polk Award for Journalism in 1986 for the series Western Water Made Simple, which was later published as a book. In 1990, the University of Colorado Boulder awarded him its first Wallace Stegner Award, quote, for faithfully and evocatively depicting the spirit of the American West, unquote. He also wrote a memoir about moving west that was included in John Fielder's best-selling book of reef photography, William Henry Jackson, Colorado, 1870 to 2000. He was always involved in public life, serving for 18 years on the elected Delta Montrose Electric Association Co-op Board. as well as stints with volunteer boards including Delta County Economic Development, Paonia Chamber of Commerce, Solar Energy International, and the Blue Sage Community Arts Center. In 2008, he and his wife were named Champions of the Rockies, an honor given by Colorado College as part of its State of the Rockies annual report. He was a fierce defender of the West's birthright of public lands. He enjoyed mentoring new writers who went on to brilliant careers in journalism and public service, and he was a burr in the side of the U.S. Forest Service during the 1990s. One of his notable editorials was headlined, "It's Time to Clearcut the Forest Service." He was also a commercial developer of Paonia's two-block downtown and a fierce opponent of anyone, no matter how powerful, who used political influence to try to close off access to wilderness. Ed leaves his wife, Betsy, of 52 years, who lives in Paonia, and daughter Wendy and her husband Ben Lehman, and their children Maud and Bruno. His son Dave and wife Adele Clark and their daughter Sorcha live in New York City. He also leaves his sister, Ann Rock, of Florida, and his cousin Steve Ladovsky, and his wife Liz of Vermont. Ed loved to think about how to solve problems, and he sometimes found Delta County a frustrating place to get things done. He thrived on conversation and was never shy about asking people about their lives. He also belonged to a book club that he found stretched his mind. A city kid, he said that rural life had brought out the best of him. He was a hiker and appreciated living close to the natural world. Most of all, he was grateful that he and his family chose, 44 years ago, to make a leap of faith and take a year off to move to the small town of Paonia. And that was your KVNF newscast for Monday, September 3rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.